Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. It is 8:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers with the answers. Oh, yes. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods in the house. Sheriff, how you doing?
Yes. Oh, I was just going with you there, Bob.
I love it.
Hey, is the sheriff looking a little thinner to you?
He's lost a pound or two.
He's lost some weight. He's looking good. I don't know.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
I think so.
It's good because we were just talking off the air, and you said, hey, we don't have anything huge, pressing, any... I said, well, that's good news. When you're the head of law enforcement for, you know, Marion County, that's a large square mile area and right in central Florida, and you don't have any big bad things that are occurring right now, that's a good thing.
It is. It is a good thing, but I don't hold my breath on that, okay?
Well, that's true. It's just like me. I wash the Jeep. Oh, you can count on some rain coming, and sure enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You always hope that it stays that way, but unfortunately, in my profession, I have job security, so.
How much of your the traffic units you have a wide area that you have to cover already from a landmass perspective, but you also have an interstate going right through your county.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if you can give me percentages or what, but I guess how much of your resources do you utilize doing traffic patrols on I-75?
Well, I have a traffic unit, which is a motor unit, trying to increase it because it was eliminated a couple years ago before I took office, but slowly bringing it back. We do work I-75. We are up there on occasion. One of the things that I was talking with Greg off the radio was regarding we have what we call a steer operation, safety through education, enforcement, and so this operation, we work with the Florida Highway Patrol and all the local agencies within Marion County where we will target particular roads. And usually throughout the year, once a month is when that is. But usually during the year, we will target I-75 because there are some serious issues. I'll be honest with you. Coming here, you know, I'm being passed. But then I'm in an unmarked car. But passed, people flying.
It's weird when you're doing 90 and you get passed.
No, I did not say that, Bob.
No, you didn't. I know, because it doesn't matter. You could do 100, but once you get into Gainesville, you ain't going nowhere.
Well, that's true. You know what? Gainesville, and also, it's weird coming from the south, further south of Marion County when you come in, but when you hit those three exits in Ocala, it's just like hitting the exit in Gainesville. All of a sudden, the traffic gets bottlenecked, yep. And then you slow down, and that's usually where your crashes occur.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, we've had some serious ones up and down this area of interstate. That's why I asked about it. Also, it is summertime, and I know what that means, especially for law enforcement. Crime goes up, not always necessarily serious crime, but these are crimes that could get serious because let's just say it's kids breaking into cars and kids breaking into houses. Sometimes people leave their guns in their cars, which is stupid, but they also have them in their home, and that can lead to trouble.
You know, unfortunately, in my career, I have seen that, and it's not to say that any particular kids are doing it, but unfortunately, when school does get out, there seems to be an increase in the crimes. Usually it's petty crimes, you know, being juveniles. But like you said, some of those petty crimes can turn into major crimes through the summer and then growing. And one of the biggest things that we're trying to do is, you know, obviously everybody knows about the SROs and all the schools that are beginning to come about. But I've been bringing back the DARE program. And the DARE program of educating all of my SROs of being a teacher, being one-on-one with these kids to help them know and be the voice to say, hey, look, These are the things that you don't want to do. And DARE is more than just the drugs. DARE has a wide range of things. It's changed over the years. You know, a lot of people were resistant to it about 5-6 years ago because the curriculum for DARE never really changed throughout the years. It stayed stagnant. And it was stuck on, just like you and I know, Bob, drugs change. You know, marijuana is a big thing now. LSD was big many years ago. It disappeared. Then it slowly made a comeback. Each of these drugs have a rotation, and we always got to stay on the forefront, but the DARE has done that. They've made those changes, and we're moving in the right direction.
That's good because, yeah, DARE started in Los Angeles in 1983.
Correct.
And, yeah, you've got to keep up with the times. And, yeah, you've got mushrooms, kind of. They come and go, the psilocybin ones. You've got manufacturers like in China that will take something and manipulate it just enough for it to be legal. And
right.
they'll get it here, and some of the, you know, mom-and-pop markets or whatever will sell it not knowing that this is laced with, you know, some sort of drug. And then the law has to kind of catch up to this, you know, this formulation of ingredients.
Yep.
So they play a little game. In the meantime, you're not really sure what you're getting. And that's when you get into overdoses and other reactions, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a big problem throughout, not just Marion County or the state. It's throughout the nation, the problem with our overdose deaths. And in Marion, we are doing some excellent work. You know, our drug unit is working hard, a combined drug unit with Ocala Police Department. They've gone out there. We do mapping. We work with the ME's office to help identify in particular drugs. We've also charged a couple individuals with the new law under the murder for selling and being part of the overdose in regards to that. So it's been, so far, what we see is success. It really, if we're saving one life, it's success no matter what.
Well, you know, you've got this fentanyl thing, and you're getting some of these drugs in now. The state of Florida's done a great job to put out of business what they call pill mills.
Correct.
The downside of that is at least then you knew you were getting a measured amount of a certain drug. Now you buy stuff on the streets, it's laced with fentanyl, and they just put a little too much in it, and it will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So it, all the years of saying how bad and dangerous drugs are, and they are, now it's even worse. But we've already, like, you know, told people how bad they are. Now it's hard to get that message across to say, no, it really, it, the first time you try some of this stuff could kill you, literally.
Yep, absolutely. It's difficult to get that message across, and that's part of addiction.
That's what the DARE officers do. It stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education, but like you said, they've expanded that broadly. Try to reach out to young people, say, gain kind of an understanding and, you know, their self-esteem issues at work there, why people would turn to drugs. But all the SROs are also going to be cross-trained as DARE officers, correct?
Correct. That's absolutely correct, Bob.
All right, that's great. We're talking to Sheriff Billy Woods, Marion County Sheriff. I'm going to talk to them about all the other issues that they're facing, including, you know, seniors taking care of senior citizens and their needs, but also dealing with the things that seniors bring to the table, like dementia, for instance, complicating their job further. So we'll talk about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:15 on this Trash Talking Tuesday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. A21 on the Bob Rose Show. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. Welcome, my friends. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Marion County Sheriff is in the house, Billy Woods. And thanks for coming in, Sheriff. Been a little while. We haven't seen you.
I know. It's been busy for me the last couple months, but it's always a joy to be here, guys.
Well, we're happy that you're here. You know, a lot of the Marion County population is, well, like in other places, but Marion County really has a lot of seniors. Great place to retire, and that means all the issues that go along with seniors you have to deal with. One of them is training your officers in how to deal with seniors, because you could be dealing with someone that has dementia, and that takes on a whole different kind of a feel from a law enforcement perspective.
It does. It's one of those things that's a, you know, non-criminal that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And I have to give a shout out to Marion Senior Services. They work hard every single day to do what they can for seniors. Meals on Wheels is one of the biggest things. But also, they're trying to work with us in law enforcement. And one of the areas or directions that we're looking to help both sides of this table here is to educate my deputies and educate them dealing with anybody with Alzheimer's or with dementia. Personally, myself, I've had to deal with it in my family. My grandmother came down, you know, she had dementia there in the last couple of years of her life. And, of course, we had to deal with her. And understanding that personally gives me that unique insight to saying, mm-hmm. okay, how do you deal with this? What do you do? And obviously, we can't answer all the questions for us in law enforcement, and we rely on other entities, and working with them is the biggest things. I think I mentioned here once before on the show the scent kits in which we have. And Marion Senior Services has worked with us to get those scent kits out to those individuals that have been diagnosed with that, so that when they do go wandering off and they go missing, we use those scent kits to help us locate them with the dogs, with our canine.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
That's what it's for. And if the listeners forgot what it is, the scent kit is, we give it free. It's free to our citizens that have the family members with these diagnoses. And they take an item, put it in the jar, and they retain it. And so that if they ever go wandering off, they let us notify us when they make the initial call. And then the bloodhounds come in, and we use bloodhounds, and then the dogs are able to locate them, hopefully. You know, we've had some very successful cases over in with Citrus County, because Citrus County has bloodhounds along with DOC that we use of finding people. So it's very successful.
What about seniors in terms of the scams and frauds? And they seem to be targeted a great deal, a lot of it maybe through the phone and what have you, you know, told to, hey, you missed jury duty, and so you're going to have a fine, and you need to go get this cash card right now. Have you had much of that show up recently?
We have. We've had an enormous amount. That seems to be the trend in particular crimes, you know, is towards the seniors. It's a big talk. I give a shout-out to our attorney general. She's got that initiative in regards to the fraud on the seniors. She was down in the villages with me a couple months ago of talking to those folks. Listen, if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Or if it's a threatening, scary type thing, nobody calls you, like your utilities company is not going to call you and tell you to get a cash card or they're going to turn off your electricity.
That is correct. None of that. That is all false. And it ranges from, everybody's gotten them. From the IRS calling you and saying you don't get this money, they're going to send the sheriff. And listen, I ain't doing any work, just so you know, for the IRS.
All right. We have you on record. No, it can be serious. And remember, if you have somebody that you're taking care of or an aged person that you look in on and stuff like that, keep that in mind and don't be afraid to constantly share that with them. What I recommended was near the phone, put up a little sign, "We don't do business over the phone."
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I really like that. And here's the sad part about it. Our seniors, we're not talking about a couple $100.
Right.
Usually, I mean, I've had some of my senior citizens in my county that have lost tens of thousands of dollars because they fall to it. And one of the biggest ones is another one is their grandchild. That's what the pitch is.
Yep,
we have
your grandchild.
Right. And if you send us $10,000, we won't leave them in the jail. We'll let them go coming, you know, from a foreign country, and they fall to it. So don't do it. You know, you paid a lot already for all your kids. Don't give them any more money is what I tell you.
You can always call the non-emergency number for Marion County Sheriff's Office or Ocala City Police, whatever the case may be. Let law enforcement know. Also, always, before a big transaction or anything, you know, talk to somebody that you trust. You know, whether it's a family member or somebody that you trust from church or wherever. Yeah, and make sure. Yeah, because, you know, and don't feel foolish like, oh, I can handle my own affairs. No, that's silly. These people specifically they're sneaky
cons.
And yeah.
They're cons. That's what they are. That's what they do. That's their specialty. They're going to talk you in. They're the old snake oil salesman. Think about it. They tell you that everything's going to be good.
You've won a prize, but nobody is paying for the freight for it to arrive, and there are some taxes on it because it is of substantial value. All you have to do is go and get this card.
Greg, he knows way too much about this.
I was getting ready to say that. You know, I think I'm going to investigate him. Bob, that was pretty good. I was impressed.
Yeah, I'm just one of those guys that if you got some through ill-gotten means, it usually doesn't turn out to be much. I learned that a long time ago when I was still young. You know what I mean? If you're not supposed to have it, it usually falls apart, breaks, or whatever, you know?
Yep, it does. That's right.
Yeah, and so, you know, I've been blessed. But, yeah, there's scam artists out there, and we have to be aware of that. And crime in general, please, folks, lock your doors to your home, of course, but lock your car doors.
Absolutely. Those vehicles being left open, you know, I get it. You don't want your windshield or your window broke, but don't leave a gun. Don't leave your purse. Don't leave your valuables in the vehicle because that's they take the opportunity just to check the door and they get in. So just lock it. Make it easier on all of us because it takes up our time. You know, that's our job. And don't get me wrong. That's what we're going out there to do, is to protect you. But you are contributing in a way to the crime, to be honest.
Yeah,
with.
If they go around and then nobody's leaving their doors unlocked anymore, eventually they'll just give it up because they're not successful. They keep doing it because, you know, whether it's just change they find or something more valuable, it's easy.
Well, it goes back to what you said. Is it's a small crime in the beginning, but it can lead to a major crime later down the road.
Yes, it can. Lock your car doors.
And I want to give a shout out to you two. I want to say thank you for the Valor Awards in which y'all gave out a little while back.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us, and I appreciate y'all doing that. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
We love it.
Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods. Yeah, we're very proud to be associated with that program and happy to bring it to the folks in North Central Florida. And thanks for acknowledging that. It's 8:29. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods in the house. Be safe, my friend.
I will.
Careful out there.
And yes.
The answer is always.
Just in case you were wondering, it's yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.